There's a class every month at the downtown Dallas Public Library that teaches people the ins and outs of bike riding in North Texas. It's called Bike Commuting 101. It covers everything from bike gear and safety to biking laws. This week, the cyclist prepared for Bike to Work Day. Rule number one:
don't take the route that you drive your car on.
Mark Draz is a cycling instructor with the League of American Bicyclists. For those of us who are used to driving to the office, it can be tempting to follow the path often traveled.
It's well worth it to go 5 to 10 minutes out of your way to take neighborhood streets or bike paths or to even combine your bike with mass transit.
North Texas isn't well known nationally for its cycling scene. The League of American Bicyclists ranks Dallas number 58 on a list of the 70 largest bike commuting cities. Fort Worth is 64th and Plano is 69th. The League has noticed North Texans wanting to ride more, though. They say there's been a more than 200% increase in cycling in Dallas in recent years. While most still prefer cycling for recreation, more and more people want to ride to work. But what about sweat and hygiene?
So if you have a commute over, 5 to 7 miles, think about combining your bike ride with Dart or a vanpool. Take an easy pace. And then when you get to work, check and see if you have shower facilities.
If not, Draz says keep a change of clothes at the office, wear bright, breathable fabrics, and consider buying a vented helmet or a cargo rack to keep stuff off your back and minimize that back sweat. And make sure you're comfortable on your bike. Draz says biking to work has enriched his life.
Before I was bike commuting, I was spending an hour plus each day in my car, and now I have that time back to be outside in fresh air, look around, enjoy the sights, and have, 30 minutes to be by myself and relax after a long day at work.
He says stay alert, follow all traffic laws, and have fun. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.